This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, in the heart of the resistance, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we have Joel Skousen joining us to talk geopolitics at the bottom of the hour. He is a former Marine Corps officer, naval aviator, best-selling author, patriot, you know, head of one of the only major conservative groups that ever tried to take the country back. He's a big fish. But Cleon Skousen, his uncle, was a high-level FBI section chief and the guy that was advising Joe McCarthy and everything, and he was dead on target. But it just was bigger than he even thought. He's going to join us today, and I meant to cover this Friday, and I didn't even click that I was getting Joel on today. The 45 goals of communism that got read out in Congress in 1963, maybe we should spend some time on that, at least mentioning it, and then get Joel back up for a full show. Because, again, communism is just the ideology of globalist control. Who is behind it? Why do the Jeff Bezoses and why do the Barack Obamas of the world and the Virgin Atlantic owner, why do they support it? Well, it's a video we've got coming up that I played twice on Friday, not for lack of content. I'm going to play it again today. A woman in a sailor outfit at South by Southwest a month ago with some lady interning as a reporter for us, and the media is holding this up like she is God. And they say that we were destroyed by this video, that we removed it because it destroyed us. No, it was uploaded on multiple channels, and I said stop duplicating and stop flooding the channels. I said I looked at like 30, 40 videos, and I said knock those out. They went, really, they're already going viral, sir. And I went, I told you, just put them on sub-channels, please. That's the exact conversation. But then they went, oh, Jones is scared of this. No, I'm going to probably hear this a few thousand times. I'm definitely not scared of it in the way you think. I'm scared of it in that it all crystallized when I watched this video. So that's coming up. And then Roger Stone, I called Roger on Friday. And I said, Roger, they're saying they've got a mole inside the Trump administration for Russiagate. And he said, hold on. And I went, no, not. Just so you know, I'm an idiot. You're going to say, hold on. That's like saying they sued 13 Russians. And then when Mueller shows up at the court case, the Russians show up and he drops the case or tries to delay it. I get it's like saying I'm suing Casper the Friendly Ghost. And he goes, well, no, exactly. It's just like they're saying they're suing all these Russians or suing us or suing me or suing him. And when you actually show up, they crap their pants because there's nothing there. It's hot air. And he said, no, that's exactly what it is. But he goes, Alex, I told you a year ago who the mole is. And he told me, and I went and I looked it up. And again, by the mole, this is the guy involved with past Republican administrations that contacted a bunch of junior campaign staffers and would say, hey, come to London. I'm going to have you write a paper for $3,000. Pay you first class. Bring your wife. Nice hotel. And then that individual would then try to say that they said there were Russian contacts. So we're going to expose the fake mole of Mueller coming up in the last couple segments of the second hour. So you got that coming up exclusively. Just like I told you, North Korea wants electricity nationwide. I told you back on March 8th, and they would already agree to give up their nukes, that they had a certain number, and the deal was made because they're being cut out from China to actually have economic development, and they're being checkmated. They can see what South Korea's done, and China's flipping out. Cutting away North Korea from China is a stroke of genius if Pompeo and Trump can do it. And again, I can't believe how blessed I am, seriously, that I was given this intel before anyone else. But they said, we're doing it, Alex, because we know you're under attack. Wow.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, let me tell you right now, I'm very, very excited to be involved in the InfoWar. I'm very, very excited to be involved in the fight. But I've got a major apology to make right up here at the front of the broadcast, because when I'm wrong, I have to make an apology right up front, because integrity is the only thing I've got. I only make maybe one or two apologies a year. I make retractions or corrections all the time. We cover thousands of news stories a week, so maybe once a week there's a retraction. I've been saying for a couple months, why is the New York Observer attacking Donald Trump, saying he's a Russian agent with no evidence, and then he owns the trust, but he still owns the New York Observer. And then one of my crew walked in and dropped right in my face an article out of New York from a year ago that Jared Kushner no longer owns the New York Observer. Boy, did I feel like an idiot. I'm like, man, I read hundreds of articles a day. I scan hundreds more. I didn't know. I'm like, man, what is Kushner doing? Because it's like the New York Observer is like the worst deceptive rag. He sold it for $15 million? How about they like negative $15 million? What a piece of crap. So, the Hollywood Reporter reported on all that a year ago. Okay. They reported on again a few months ago. When I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you I'm wrong, because all I've got is my credibility. If I'm saying something, I really believe it. Now, I started talking about an apology I was going to make, and I remember what it was, but then I don't remember the gist of what it was going to be, so I'll have to do it later in the hour. I'm not doing that as a cliffhanger. I had all these topics, and so many times I go live on air, and then I have a particular thing I'm going to say, but then I go, no, I'm going to do this, and then I start talking about the next apology I've got to make, which are rare, and then I remember what it was about, but I can't do it properly now because it's not heartfelt, and I had this essence of what I was going to apologize about, so I'm sure during a break or something, hopefully I'll remember what it was. Because I remember the apology, but I don't remember why it clicked I was wrong. That is so frustrating. That is beyond frustrating. That is maddening. But that was one I kind of halfway backed off of last week. And then this one, I remember what the retraction was, but why I decided to make it and the particulars of it, I'm going to have to sit here and sit back and think for a while. Those will give you a big headache, won't they? You know, I think I'm going to try to do this way right now. Let's talk about who I'm not apologetic to. I'm not apologetic to Maxine Waters. You know, Thursday morning, Friday morning, whatever it was, I got up at 6 a.m., went in, drank some coffee, had an espresso on top of it, fed the cats, fed the dog. And then I went in and woke the kids up to cook them breakfast. And I pulled back. And I was just thinking about how the whole world works and how all this stuff goes down. And I had a iPad, my wife's iPad, a little fancy white case, props up nice while I'm cooking eggs and bacon, and packing their lunches. I don't do it every day, but I like to pack their lunches and cook breakfast at least a couple times a week. It's just fun. That's the kind of work I like. I like washing dishes, mowing the lawn, you know, stuff like it's very relaxing. So I'm in there making little sandwiches and all this. I tell my kids, go eat their food before it gets cold. And I'm sitting back, and I see an Infowars.com article at about 7 o'clock go bloop. And it's like Maxine Waters says, I resent, this is in quotes, I resent Make America Great Again. And I looked at that headline, and it was like Gateway Pundit or something, and I clicked on it, and I thought, surely she didn't say that. Not like I'm looking to get her. I'm like, oh, I finally got Maxine Waters. So, no, I was like, okay, she didn't really say that. So I watched the four-minute clip, and I played it on the show that day. But later in the show, I said, wait a minute, maybe, because we played like a minute or so what the congressman from Pennsylvania said, the Republican. I thought, maybe he said something bad. So during four different breaks, because I didn't just believe the crew, they're great people, I went and I watched the whole remarks on C-SPAN, messing the whole show up. I get obsessed on stuff. There's all this stuff happening. Sir, this person's calling. This general's calling. We have a break. I'm watching this to see. And the guy's like, we have to come together, and it's about economics, and we all love each other. If you're all working on the floor of a factory, it doesn't matter what color you are, you're male or female. It's about, you know, building that car, and you're on a team, and we have to transcend that. And because I had this feeling, I said, there's no way she flipped out so bad. He must have said something horrible. And I played like a minute of what he said, but I thought, let me be able to really go back. Because I said, I know she's crazy. She's out of control. She's corrupt. All these 50-something million to her husband and her bank. And, you know, she's the most corrupt member of Congress and gets away with it because she's a woman and because she's, quote, has black skin or whatever. And so I watched from the beginning of the guy getting up. Took me four breaks. That's four breaks of a syndicated talk show host watching, going, I hope he said something bad, because I wanted to believe he did something wrong. And what he did was be loving and say we should work together. So I later played the whole clip in the third hour of the show. I said, it's not that she's black. We need to build black people up or anybody else. It's that she is spewing all this crap knowingly about you don't, how she's standing up to the white man when she works for the big multinationals that are screwing everybody over. And I couldn't believe that there wasn't something. The guy didn't do anything. I played the clip on Friday. I played the whole exchange. And she said, I resent Make America Great Again. And that was the thing, man. People confront me and they go, we're ashamed of you, you know, blah, blah, blah. I used to be this good guy or whatever. It means nothing to me. I'm actually out for everybody. And I know this country's got its problems, but the idea is beautiful. And compared to other nations, it's powerful. And I'm not going to bow down in some virtue signal to her and go along with it. So let's play what she said at the end. You can go to C-SPAN. You can watch the whole thing from Thursday that we aired on Friday. But this is someone saying she resents Make America Great Again. Here it is.
However, I don't appreciate that you did not interrupt him when he was making those outrageous remarks about him knowing more about discrimination than I know about discrimination. I resent that, and I resent the remark about making America great again. He's down here making a speech for this dishonorable president of the United States of America. Having said that, I reserve the balance of my time, and no, I do not yield not one second to you. Not one second. Not one second to you.
So the act is she stands up for the evil white man. You know, if I even talk about China, it's not like I'm saying Chinese people are bad. Communists are bad. They've killed 80 million, according to the Communist Party in China. 80 million of their own people. That's Chinese people. And they're killing millions every year or so. And they got Buddhists and everybody else in forced labor camps. And it's just her up there like America is the bad guy. Like we're doing all this stuff. And it's this big distraction. And we're all in this bowl just in America and not talking about anything else that's going on in the world. It's crazy. And that's what she's paid to do.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jones, your host. This is the Sunday live transmission. It's 4:20 Central Standard Time in 35 seconds. We've got Joel Skousen, who is an amazing researcher, one of the smartest guys out there, joining us. And by the way, I haven't talked to Joel in months since he was last on. We don't have pre-interviews beforehand like CNN or Fox News does. Hey, what are you going to talk about? What's your view? This is what we're looking for. I have people that I respect, that I know are research, that I know are patriots, and I hear their views. And that's why they hate us. If you ask why mainstream media lies about us, why George Soros is suing us, why Hillary Clinton is, why she calls me the dark heart, because I don't have a dark heart, folks. I really care about people, and they know that, and they're scared. Now, that said, ahead of him joining us, there's an incredible article that the Daily Mail has. It's also in Red State. It's also from Press TV, but it's in Iranians. So we can roll some in the background maybe while I talk about it. But this is coming up with Roger Stone. And you talk about the craziness. And the average person would read this and think, well, wait a minute. If the Ayatollahs, the dictators, the religious Islamic Shiite dictatorship, it's the first Islamic state in modern times, but it's not Wahhabist out of Iran. They're trying to copy that. It's Shiite, which means, again, they track it back to Muhammad and the whole lineage and the rest of it. They are saying, because they have elections, but they decide who can run. So it's like communism with the current dictator of China. The Politburo, the Central Committee, decides he can run, and then he has rules saying they can do it. They have come out, and I said this a few weeks ago. I said, listen, because I could see what Trump was saying. I didn't get this from any sources. Well, I did get some of it from sources after, but to be technical, Trump's like, it's a horrible deal. It's terrible. And then I saw surrogates of the president start pointing out that reportedly payoffs were made. Well, we already knew that back at the time. That's what the Iranians do. So Obama and the Arab Spring and the Muslim Brotherhood and all of it in Iran, they're just taking money from anybody. That's what globalism is sell your country out to anybody. And so here's the headline. Iran's foreign minister threatens to expose Western diplomats who took bribes to create the Iran nuclear deal. Wow. So see, we know they're developing nuclear weapons. We know they've already got nuclear weapons. I'll just say it. He's retired now, but this is the age of just putting it all out there. I had a family member who was in special operations, 35 years in the Army. And I remember sitting around the deer camp 12 years ago, eating a, venison we'd shot the day before, cooking the big cook deal. And he said, Alex, he said, the reason we're not hitting Iran is they're Persians, they got real terror networks, and they got 5 atomic weapons. They don't have a delivery system, but if they try to deliver ICBMs, we're going to hit them. And by the way, people I know and family, they never tell me anything. I mean, that cousin might have told me 6-7 things in all the years I've known him. I guess he's probably like 10 years old when I was born. And he told me that. And he said, that's the danger. He said, but if they try to develop ICBMs, we're going to hit them. And he wouldn't get into it, but he been part of the planning of how they're going to hit Tehran and all. He was just saying, no, I've been part of the planning of what's going to some of the scenarios. And he was like, we're looking at their sleeper cells in the U.S. And I said, like what? And another cousin dumping chemicals down high rises, air conditioning vents. Another cousin looked at me and he said, and there are people working at all the airports putting bombs on airplanes, about 100 airplanes down in one day. And I just remember talking to all these people in my family and realizing these were all the defenders of the Republic, and they'd already been briefed on what the issue was Iran. With Iran, it's not like Iraq, where it's some, you know, backwards, fallen, destroyed system and, you know, all this. This is real, folks. And that's the issue. And Trump moves against them knowing that people are then going to say, well, why then would they threaten Obama to get at Trump? Why would they threaten in a statewide TV show that we just showed, if you're a radio listener, you didn't see it in the background. We just showed some of it. We'll play some in a minute. Why would they threaten Obama? You think Obama, you know, you think Trump wants to get Obama? No, no, no. They're telling Obama and the deep state, you take out Trump. That's the headline. Iran is saying, we're blackmailing Obama with how we paid him off. If you and your deep state don't take out Trump, we're going to expose him. That's the takeaway. And that's how Iran thinks. And so they're saying, we paid you off. We bought you off. We made a deal. We will expose those deals if you don't roll over to us. How sick is that? And I was told 12 years ago, and I've said it since, I've been told by good sources Iran has 5 weapons. And I went further with other sources. I was told this. I said, yeah, we've got spectrometers and aircraft that can fly over and scan this stuff, even underneath mountains, because it leaks out vents. And we know what they've got. And we even know the isotope. And we know Pakistan helped them. And we know Russia helped them. And it was Obama with Russia. And Trump knows that. There's your Russia collusion. Here, let's play a little bit of the current puppet dictator of Iran installed by the Mullahs. This is a breakdown. Here's a minute or so of that. It's up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
And for all, we will neither outsource our security, nor will we renegotiate or add on to a deal we have already implemented in good faith. To put it in real estate terms, when you buy a house and move your family in, or demolish it to build a skyscraper, you cannot come back 2 years later and try to renegotiate the price. In the coming days, the United States will have to decide whether to finally abide by its obligations. Iran stands firm in the face of futile attempts at bullying. But if the U.S. continues to violate the agreement, or if it withdraws altogether, we will exercise our right to respond in a manner of our choosing.
Let's just stop right there. And then he goes into all the threats. No, go ahead and dump chlorine gas in the buildings, dude. We're going to nuke your whole damn country. But I'm just saying, that's the point this has gotten to. And this is the point with Obama and the globalists on an ongoing strategy of tension like North Korea. Trump saying it's over, it's done. And the globalists hate it because they want to keep the crisis going. Trump's like, no, it's not going to continue. Now, I don't know what Joel Scalzi is going to say. I don't know if he's going to agree with me, disagree. But we're going to cover it all. One of the top experts, in my view, one of the smartest guys out there on geopolitics, North Korea, Iran. Former Marine Corps aviator, best-selling author, editor of the World Affairs Brief. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Come with us 45 minutes, and Roger Stone joins us with the identity of the mole, the fake mole from the FBI inside the Trump camp.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm not a guy that gets dramatic for no reason. Everybody knows that. They know if I say something, it ends up coming out in the news a month later. One of our sources in CENTCOM, who's hooked up with Space Command and SpaceX and Elon Musk, and he's getting ready to go public very, very soon. The fake QAnon's already leaked a photo of him 10 years ago in Army Special Operations. Because I've talked to the general involved, and he told me this is the person you talk to. We're talking general, not just your regular general. He got attacked by three guys last night. But there was some type of federal police watching it, and they were ready for it, and they stopped it. So I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but I want you to understand, folks, this is a real war. This is not a game. There's a reason I don't even go out to dinner. I hardly go anywhere anymore. I just go right home. And I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but you see Hillary calling me Darkheart. You see Georgetown, the Vatican suing me. You see all this stuff going on. I've got top D.C. lawyers that represented the Bushes. And they told me, it's not off record, they told me 2 weeks ago, they said, okay, we thought you were being a little paranoid, saying this is a big conspiracy against you. They said, this is the end of the First Amendment, you've been chosen, and this is happening. And they said, and our firm supports you. Other firms got scared and got threatened and backed out. This is the maximum attack right now, okay? And I'm not up here going, I'm Mr. Billy Bad Butt, okay? I know how bad the globalists are, so I'm committed to do this because I realize that there's no future if we don't. This is not done out of being a tough guy. It's not done out of I've got all the answers. It's done out of I'm not a Satanist. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I'm not a Satanist. Now, somebody who's also not a Satanist is Joel Skousen, one of the top developers of Secure Homes, best-selling author. We sell his film and his book on how to prepare yourself, how to get ready, and the facts behind it. But that's a separate issue. He's the editor of worldaffairsbrief.com. You can all get a copy of his free newsletter he's sending out with inside intel at editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. And we've not talked in a month or two or since he was last on, whenever it was, a month, 2 months, 3 months, I don't remember. So this is not some scripted interview. We don't do that, as I said earlier. But he's a former Marine Corps aviator, a patriot. His uncle at the FBI helped expose the whole globalist plan for McCarthy and everybody up front. That's all been proven to be right. We republished this. It's been out for years. The 1963 congressman got in the congressional record. The secret 45 goals of communism leaked to Congress. That's on Infowars.com. You read that. That's what's happening now. So he's with us for four segments. This segment, four segments. And then we've got Roger Stone is going to expose the mole. Does it mean there's other moles? There may be, but this is the mole. We've known this for a year. He didn't want to release it until now. The folks at Daily Caller figured it out. And so we're going to go ahead and release who the FBI, when we say FBI, we mean globalist mole, in the Trump campaign was. And of course, it's now Stormy Daniels. It's now Novartis and AT&T deals. There's nothing Russian. It's all complete hokum. But again, Joel Skousen joins us to get, I want to have him back later this week with me for a full hour if he'll do it, just on the goals. But I wanted to tell you about that on Infowars.com. Because we've not talked in months. Out of the gates here, sir, whatever you want to hit first with North Korea, with the Iran deal. I know you were on hold while I was talking about the North Korean situation, also the Iranian selected president saying we'll release who we paid off. And in the Obama administration, people say, well, good. What's the threat there? Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I respect you. I mean that. I want listeners to know I respect you. There's not a lot of folks that actually think may know more than I do. You're one of them. That sounds like a threat. You better get rid of Trump. You better do something, and we're going to blow your whole operation wide open. Is that accurate, or what does Joel Skousen have to say?
I'm not familiar with that quote, Alex. Can you read me that again, please?
Yeah, it's a Red State article. It's in a couple others. Iranian's foreign minister basically threatens to expose Western diplomats who took bribes to create the Iran deal. He just said, hey, we made deals. We'll expose those deals if you don't go along with us. And to me, there's no leverage over Trump. The leverage is telling them the jig's up, you better move against Trump. I mean, maybe you see some other angle there. What do you see there?
Yeah, I think that's got to be disinformation. And the reason I say that is because the U.S. approached Iran on that deal. Iran didn't bribe its way in or try to get the U.S. to make a deal. Iran was shocked when the U.S. came and said, hey, let's make a deal and we're going to make it easy for you. So this was a one-way street.
Okay, now I remember you saying that. So what's behind it?
Well, the thing that's behind it is that and I outline this in the brief that you mentioned that people can get a free copy of if they email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. I go through an entire timeline of how the U.S. Was demanded by Israel to take down Syria before they attack Iran. Iran has always been the target. The globalists don't want a Muslim country that's going to be self-sufficient in weapons.
No, but I agree with you. So let's you're going to have plenty of time here, but let's back this up then. Why did they help then with the hostage stuff and the Iran-Contra and then he got Operation Praying Mantis, which wasn't for him. I mean, this kind of goes back and forth, doesn't it?
Well, no, that goes way too far back. That's not related to this Iran nuclear deal, the Iran hostage cases and all. There's been a lot of different administrations within Iran that made deals.
Sure, so quantify for me then. And I'm going to let you have the floor here, but what is the point of what's currently going on then with Iran? What do you think Trump really wants?
Here's the point. Trump, he doesn't want anything. He just knows what he's told to say. He has no knowledge about the Iran deal. He doesn't know what's in the substance of it. He's been told that it's a bad deal and he has to get out of it, and he's done that. But here's the backstory here, and this is very, very important.
By the way, I'm going to give you the floor in the next segment. People are getting mad at me interrupting, but I agree with you. Trump's knowledgeable on free market and America and all this other stuff, but when it comes to geopolitical, he does not have the knowledge, so he's being led around. I agree with you. So let's elaborate on that.
So what happened is that Israel said to the globalists, we're not going to attack Iran until you take care of Syria. They got 1,000 Scud missiles. They got chemical weapons that can obliterate us if Iran and its allies retaliate after we strike. This was clear back in 2011 or 12. And so in 2013, the U.S. decided they were going to attack Iran. They, first of all, engineered all of the disruption in Egypt and Libya through their overthrowing of Gaddafi and the government of Egypt to create a lot of these Muslim people that they could bring in, the radicals to bring into Syria to be the rebels.
Wow, you're saying the Arab Spring isn't about flooding Europe with Islamists. It's mainly about toppling Iran.
It was both. There's two agendas there. But the major agenda, has been to create enough radical Islam that they could take down Syria and create havoc. But there's also that agenda of flooding Israel with, and that was part of the all of the conflict creation in the Middle East, to flood the Middle East and destroy Western culture there. But the main point that we have to understand is that they were going to use the red line of chemical weapons on Assad in order to justify this attack. And so they engineered a chemical weapons attack in Ghouta, the suburb of Damascus. But it was done by the rebels, and it was blamed on Assad. And we've talked about that on your show before. Assad never would be stupid enough to use chemical weapons.
I should add, you said 3-4 weeks ago it was staged. It's now admitted in German news, British news. Even Trump's pulled back white helmet support that last chemical attack didn't even happen. The other three were staged by the rebels, but now this one didn't even happen.
Exactly. It wouldn't happen. They just hosed down some people and cried out chemical attack and cut out the cameras. This was a white helmet piece of work.
Production.
It was a production. But the point is, clear back in 2013, on the Ghouta attack, they blamed it on Assad. The U.S. said, you crossed the red line. We're going to attack. John Kerry gets before a London press conference, and a reporter says, hey, Mr. Kerry, it looks obvious you're going to attack Syria. Is there anything Syria can do to stop this? And Kerry, who was rambling all through this interview,
turn the chemicals over.
Yeah, he says, give up the chemical weapons. They won't do it, but give up the chemical weapons and we wouldn't attack. And Russia and Syria said, we accept. So he was stuck. The globalists were stuck. And while they tried to discredit the handing over the chemicals, the international community certified that they had given up all the chemical weapons. And so that's why the U.S. had to have an excuse now. It's going to take years now to take down Syria. We're going to have to bring in all these rebels from other countries to overthrow Syria.
All right, stay there. I've got where you're going. You're on target. Phil Skousen is our guest, worldaffairsbrief.com, Alex Jones, newswars.com. We're going to look at this live when we come back. It's complex. The truth is complex. We're going to break it all down with the top experts straight ahead. Stay with us.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So a lot of people become experts on baseball. They become experts on football. Or they become experts on the business they're involved in, selling insurance or being a dentist, working on people's teeth, or maybe being a farmer or a computer programmer. I've tried to become an expert on geopolitical systems, cultural systems, and how things work. And I've found that you've got a bunch of occultists that want to control humanity and basically act like gods who want to dumb people down. Well, I want the opposite. I want to empower people. I want to see people living out their own destiny, having free will. But to do that, we've got to be supported. The reason the globalists hate InfoWars is not because I'm that good, even though my heart's in the right place. It's because we have guests on, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of them a month, that are smart, like Joel Skousen we're about to go back to. And they don't want real talks. They don't want real discussions. Remember last year? Last December, we got the Google documents. They were spending millions of dollars to delist InfoWars and Ron Paul. Alex Jones and Ron Paul. It said, look at the fake news. They claim the UN and others say no chemical attack happened and it was staged by the rebels. We want them banned. Google said, that's a real document. We're sorry, we're not going to do it now. They went ahead with the delisting. So That's an example, ladies and gentlemen, of how they're at war with memory. So if you want to support us, just like informationally we're game-changing, supplements, T-shirts, books, films, water filters, air filters, storable foods, whatever we promote and sell, I go and check out and make sure it's really high quality. InfoWarsStore.com, we have the fluoride-free and 4-5 with colloidal silver and iodine, adult and children's toothpaste made by the top organic manufacturer in the country. Discounted. We have the immune gargle in three sizes. We have the mouthwash, and we also have Bodies 95% curcuminin level. Curcuminin is the chemical that is in turmeric, the anti-inflammatory, and so much more. It's 50% off. Check those out, InfoWarsStore.com. And when you purchase the products, you stand against the globalists and their censorship. When you use your free will to get products you need and fund us, they're apoplectic. They don't know what to do because of our personal relationship and what we're doing. Or when you sign up at our free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter, where we can directly email you. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter can't stop that. Or WorldAffairsBrief.com, editor at WorldAffairsBrief.com. Go sign up there, get his free newsletter. It's incredible intel. So I said I'd give you the floor. I was interrupting a lot because I wanted to go right to where I was thinking to your specific answer. This segment, the next, you got the floor. We'll do one more segment for a free-for-all on North Korea and Trump in general. But again, Joel Skousen, great patriot, editor of WorldAffairsBrief.com. Now you've got the floor. I want to interrupt for the next 7 minutes. Iran, all of this. How's it tied together? What's currently happening?
Remember that Iran was in the, or U.S. was in the attack mode against Iran ever since 2006 or so. Three aircraft carrier groups off Iran threatening to get, waiting for Israel to trigger it. That got put on hold with the Syria, them saying we want Syria taken out first. Once that got them put on hold with the chemical weapons abandonment treaty, the U.S. knew it was going to take about 3 years to get rid of Syria, to get back on track against Iran. And so they had to have a public excuse to stand down from the attack mode against Iran. That's why they went to Iran and said, let's make a deal and we'll make it easy for you. Iran was shocked how easy the U.S. was saying it. But there was a trap involved. There were three legs of the negotiation, three different negotiation sessions. On the very first one, they said, you have to give up just 20% of your centrifuges and a little bit of enrichment and give up some of this. And Iran said, hey, that's a good deal, and we'll get rid of the sanctions. Fine, we agree. Then the U.S. went on the press tour right after that and said, Iran has agreed to give 50% of their centrifuges up and 80% of their enriched uranium. And Iran said, no, we didn't, and we've got the transcripts to prove it. But because they wanted those sanctions off so bad, they were hurting the country so bad, including humanitarian supplies, Iran went along with it. Well, the U.S. did this two other times to them. The second round, they went and falsified what they had agreed to. And Iran went along with it. And they said, hey, we got a good thing going there. We can push Iran further than what we think. So in the third round, they added the trap. That is, they added a ban on conventional missile development into the Iran nuclear agreement. What has that got to do with the nuclear weapons? Well, they said, we'll tie this because these are nuclear-capable missiles. Therefore, we want you to ban them. And Iran never did sign off on that. And the U.S. and Iran never did sign the agreement. The U.S. took it to the U.N. with their version, including the missile ban, and got the U.N. Security Council to pass that agreement. Now, Iran went along with it, even though they haven't signed it, because they got their $185 million back. And the U.S. keeps telling the American public that they gave $185 billion to Iran as a reward for signing the deal. That is false. That was Iran's money that the U.S. had confiscated.
Sure, frozen in accounts.
That's right. Now, the trap was about nuclear missiles. And you'll notice in the past...
Trump obsesses over the ICBMs.
All right. That's what he's been told. This is what's dangerous about Iran. And the U.S. has tried to make the case two times in the U.N. that Iran's nuclear or Iran's ballistic missile testing is like North Korea. These are nuclear capable, and therefore they're a violation of the agreement. Tried to get the U.N. to go against Iran. The U.N. refused. They said, no, Iran is right. These are not nuclear capable. They don't have any connections to nuclear weapons, so they do not qualify. Now, so what this meant is the U.S. decided this. The trap failed. They were going to use this agreement, the nuclear agreement, not to give anything to Iran. They were going to make it easy for Iran to comply so that they could go back to Iran when they were ready to.
By the way, just briefly, the reason I agree with you is we've sided with the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia and this Muslim civil war. Even though on the surface Obama was acting like he's for Iran, he's been opening the Middle East up with the Arab Spring. He's been backing Saudi Arabia for their takeover of Egypt, Libya, Syria, you name it. So that fits into what you're saying is they were double-crossing.
That's right. So once the trap had failed, that's when they put the pressure on Trump to say, this agreement is bad. You need to pull out of the agreement. What's the purpose of pulling out? They want to induce Iran to start enrichment again, start their nuclear weapons program again.
So which Iran's saying they're going to do. So you're saying Iran's leading out of the trap.
No, look, Iran's saying they're going to do it, but they're not admitting that there's a weapons program. They're not going to give the U.S. the smoking gun. Look, Iran has said, we're going to retaliate against Israel for attacking our bases in Syria. They've said that twice now, and they've never done it. And I have written in my World Affairs brief, I said, look, watch out, Iran. This is a trap. They just want you to retaliate.
Well, by the way, I want to be clear here, just so I can understand. You're absolutely right. The media is like 4 days ago, Iran's going to strike Israel, then Israel hits Iranian bases south of Damascus. So, and I'm not anti-Israel either, but what's going on in Israel? Why is this happening?
You've got to remember, Israel is a globalist puppet. I mean, Netanyahu's a Kissinger protege. Kissinger paid for his education in the U.S. He's only masquerading as a pro-settler, right-wing prime minister. And he's got a lot of corruption problems, and he's been able to forego those with this threat of Iran here. But you see, Israel is claiming self-defense. We have to defend ourselves. But it's Israel that has been attacking Syria. They've had over 150 attacks against Syria and no retaliation until last week when Israel, one of the Iranian bases, launched some short-range
missiles. And by the way, my sources in the Pentagon say they think that was a false flag. They think those 22 rockets were not Iran.
Well, they may well be because Iran said they didn't do it. But the point is, Israel retaliated with striking 70 targets in Syria. Over what? One little military outpost in the Golan Heights got hit with no deaths.
All right, we're about to go to break. But we're going to come back. You'll have the floor to break this down, Joel Scales, the World Affairs Brief editor. What's the bigger picture then? I mean, how does this feed into the larger picture?
Well, the bigger picture is that they've got to get to Iran. There is that big creating conflict to have flood Europe with refugees. But they also want to build the image of the U.S. as the bully of the world. And that's what they've been doing by intervening around the world in the Middle East, in Iraq, and now in Iran. And they're going to obliterate Iran's infrastructure someday, pretty soon. I'm expecting an attack on Iran to materialize probably within the month. But this will not be the trigger to World War III. That's still reserved for North Korea, which we can talk about.
All right. Joel Scales is one of the smartest guys out there, folks. So we're going to talk to him for a few segments next hour. This is really serious. I think Trump means well. He's doing a great job on many fronts. The globalists hate him, but I get it. He's like he's a real estate magnate. He's in there listening to the people around him, and he just does not have the research. I don't say that like an elitist. That's just a fact, and they're playing on that. Please tell your friends and family, tune in. Next hour starts now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.